And we are live. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, guys. We got special guest Steve Colon, my accountant and Fresh's accountant. You guys are going to learn a lot of things right now when it comes to finances. Let's talk about money, baby. Let's get into it.
It is Money Monday today.
It is Money Monday, man.
Yep.
So guys, today we're going to talk with my CPA, Steve Colon. I met Steve through John from Modern Life Dating. We were met in one of the courses, and he reached out. I started talking with him. I was like, wow, man, you're really savvy with the finances and the taxes, everything like that. And, you know, he explained to me how I need to like restructure my business and everything like that. And long story short, guys, he saved me tens of thousands of dollars. Okay. So he's here today to help you guys with financial literacy. We're going to talk about everything from investing, personal finances, college, career choices, taxes, real estate, and most importantly, how to structure your business so that you can protect yourself and not let Uncle Sam take all your money. Fresh, go ahead.
And guys, very important. Steve gave Myron Gaines the best birthday present of his life. Guess what that was? Save money on taxes.
Yeah, there you go. Facts.
So guys, seriously, if you didn't know, it's Myron's birthday. He doesn't want to say it, bro. But I will say it. So guys, in the chat, happy birthday. And Steve, this is all your show.
So Steve, real quick, can you tell the people who you are, all the businesses that you own? I want you to brag about yourself because, guys, Steve doesn't like to talk about himself too much. But
too humble.
Yeah. So I'm going to let him talk about himself a little bit. And if he doesn't talk about himself enough, I'm going to brag some more for him. So go ahead, Steve. Tell the people who you are, please.
So basically, I'm a CPA, obviously. They call me Steve from accounting.
Kevin from sales.
Okay, yeah, Kevin from sales.
Yes, exactly. So I've been doing this for about 25 years. But, you know, really in my heart, what I am is actually an entrepreneur. I grew up in a family. My parents were from New York City. Basically, my parents were from Puerto Rico. They moved here in Puerto Rico. They moved here when we were young in New York. And I was basically, my family was, they were entrepreneurs. They had their own business. So I was always around that. Mm-hmm. And my father had worked for a company, basically, for many years, a company by the name of Kodak, which is basically no longer. Mm-hmm. And when I was at a very young age, I saw how that company basically laid them off, you know, during bad economic times. And I remember going through that, and then he started his own business and, you know, basically controlled his own destiny. So I always had that in my heart. So when I got into being a CPA and I went to school for business and I went for accounting, I was always able to connect with the business owners and the entrepreneurs. And I always had that spirit in me. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the things that basically, not only do I do what, you know, accounting and taxes and tax planning and strategies and work with multimillionaires. And I even have a few billionaires actually that I'm working with currently. I also have invested and run several businesses. I had a large medical imaging company in the state of Florida. We sold it to a national service provider. And that was back in 2012. I also invested in a lot of real estate. My family's involved very heavily up in New York State with a lot of real estate. Obviously, they're selling things now because of the economic climate up there. And you know, we won't get into politics, but they're actually coming down to Florida because it's a better tax haven, basically.
Yes.
And we're gonna see a lot of that here. I think you guys are probably talking to a lot of people in your line of business, in your circle of influence, that you know, a lot of people from California, and you know, Michigan, Illinois, and specifically New York State are coming down here, and I think we're going to get flooded down here just because the market here and the economic climate and the tax structure. Basically, I mean, we don't have any income state tax here in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've been doing this for about 25 years. I love what I do. I have a lot of people that basically rely on me to help them, give them advice in their businesses, and they're running multi-million dollar businesses. And I'm able to structure them appropriately to make sure they're taking advantage of all the tax loops and on a legal basis.
Exactly. So you're helping basically the wealthiest of the wealthy, you know, say
not all the time. No, not all the time. There's a lot of, you know, just modest businesses, small to medium-sized businesses that are in the community that I'm in, that I serve that basic demographic.
There you go.
A ton of them.
From small to large corporations, everything.
You know, I mean, 90% of all businesses in America are small businesses.
Basically. Yeah, very true.
Less than 100 employees. So, That's kind of my main niche, I think, you know, mm-hmm. but obviously it's grown from there.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of like, you know, multimillionaires, and we put a lot of complex strategies, which, you know, I know we're going to talk about that, and we're going to employ some of those for you, you know, as your wealth, increases. I think right now with this administration coming in, you know, obviously they've been talking about tax, you know,
yeah.
400,000 is that that's what they're going to go right after.
Yeah.
And that's what 2% of the, people make over 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know a lot of my clients are in that bracket, in that demographic, basically, yeah. in that bracket.
And you also deal with guys that are below it as well. So, you know, both sides, the very wealthy to the guys that are like not necessarily, yeah. you know, still doing well, but not as, you know, in the top 1% or so.
And I enjoy working with the young, up and coming businesses such yep. as you guys, you know,
yep.
yeah.
that, you know, you could see their trajectory. And as long as they structure themselves appropriately right yes. from the get-go, you
yep.
know, get that financial advisor. You know, it doesn't have to be me. It doesn't have to be, you know, get someone that you can trust and you know that is good at what they do as a CPA. You mm-hmm. want that person on your team and in your side.
And we'll talk yeah. about that, guys, during the show, like how Steve personally saved me tens of thousands of dollars. And we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. I'm definitely happy to share that with you guys because I think transparency is very important. You know what I mean? Especially as a content creator, a lot of these guys are out here capping about a bunch of BS.
Capping hard.
Yeah, man. So transparency is very important. We got some super chats
in the building.
We have a first super chat from Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco.
Okay, thank you so much. Man.
Steve hit the Don DeMarco for Myron's birthday.
Oh, yeah, he wants you to do it, Steve.
Okay, he wants you to do it, Steve. Right. It's this button right here.
Don DeMarco.
Kill right.
Thank you for that.
499, top industries for wealth building.
Good question. We will let's make a note of questions right from this point, guys. And we will answer all those at the end if we won't already answer it during the broadcast. And then we got Lance Rivera. Go ahead, Chris.
$5. Happy birthday, Myron.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I didn't want to say it, man, but this dude fresh always got
put you on the spot,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I hate like real quick, man. I hate talking about it because every bimbo is like, it's my birthday. It's my birthday week. It's my birthday month. And I'm just like, bro, like I never want to, you know, give off that image that I'm like just some solipsistic loser that like, it's my birthday. I'm the center of the universe. Give me something. Give me free drinks, whatever. It's like, nah, bro. Like nobody cares at the end of the day. You know what I mean? To me, every day is a good day. You know, we're in the United States. We're in the best country in the world. I don't care what any of you guys say. You know, you have running water, food, like no complaints for me, man. But people forget to take these little, you know, conveniences for granted. Like, it's my birthday, maybe a drink. It's like, bro, shut up.
Look, man.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it,
I'll do it for you.
No, hold on. I'm gonna make sure his birthday cake. You know what I'm saying? It's really good cake. You know what I mean?
This guy.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
With some Korean filling.
So anyway, back to Steve. Steve from accounting, Mr. Take Your Girl. So Steve, can you talk to us a little bit? I know you did some acquisitions. Recently,
yeah.
You've acquired some businesses, started some new ones. Can you tell us a little bit about that as well? What you've been doing the past month or so?
Yeah. Basically, I am taking advantage right now of the baby boomers retiring, basically in Florida, mm-hmm. and they've built substantial practices. And I'm going in and I'm employing technology because there's a lot of like far edge stuff right now, like OCR basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
No, please tell us.
It's like oculation recognition. Software basically it'll go we could scan a document whether it's like a W-2 or 1099 or like K-1s which you're going to be getting those you basically scan them in to our software and that software basically is it's like AI and it's basically taking all of the information off of the forms and knowing where to populate that on the tax software program and they have you know checkers where they're you know basically verifying all the fields for accuracy so it's like right now they got it like above I want to say like it's like 98% accuracy rate.
Wow.
Better than I could do manually.
Yeah.
That information in there.
Of course. And it's faster.
Yeah. So a lot of these practices, you know, they're kind of in the stone ages. So I'm bringing them up where we could be a little bit more scalable because, you know, I'm basically trading my time.
Yes.
For money. And I know that you guys talk about that. You know, that's kind of like the
leverage,
the working man's way of making money. So, yeah. So I do that. So I recorded two practices, one in 2019 and one last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a large payroll company, which is very scalable. And, you know, we offer a phenomenal service to our clients that we basically our business clients. And then
helping them with payroll and everything like that. Right.
Yeah. We basically try to like get everything from that particular client, you know, whether we're doing their accounting
mm-hmm.
or at least doing helping them with it.
or doing the payroll, and then obviously their tax and tax strategy work and advisory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's pretty much it about those two acquisitions.
Do you find that most people don't know how much they need your services in terms of like they start businesses or they start like making money, but they don't realize how badly they need someone to help them manage it?
Yeah. Well, talking about you.
Yes.
You know, if you get organized right from the get-go, you don't have to spend a lot of money either to get good advice. Obviously we'll be talking about that later on. But a lot of these, little golden nuggets that you can get right from the get-go that get you structured, because I see a lot of people, they come in way at the end, they go with a business plan real quick and they try, they're making all this money. And then all of a sudden at the year end, they're like, hey, you got to pay this much. And had you, consulted with somebody right in the get-go when you saw that trajectory, mm-hmm. You would have really saved yourself a lot of headache in the end,
Steve, we have a lot of, younger viewers that are, interested in getting some basic financial literacy. And guys, we talk about this in our high value course, which is going to be out very soon, by the way. We just got all the footage. We're going to just put it together and we'll, let you guys know when we got a release date.
Guys, over 30
modules
yep. of content.
Yes.
I don't know anybody has that much content. That's that much fire.
Workouts, financial stuff with Steve, personal financial stuff with Steve, where we give you guys a bunch of secret sauce as far as like taxes, how to structure your businesses, which we'll allude a little bit to it tonight, guys, but it's a lot. It's a lot of modules. It's a lot of content. It is going to be well worth it.
Lifestyle, branding, digital footprint, all that.
Networking, all that stuff. And guys, with the networking, you guys have seen all the high-level guests that we've had. You know what I mean? We had TJ Millionaire Mentor yesterday.
In the building.
We've had, the Tates are going to be here soon. Yep. We got, Greg Ferreira, Q Banks.
We got Steve from accounting.
Steve from accounting. Take your girl. Danny Banks. Kiki Clout.
Yep.
Rolo Tomasi. Donovan mm-hmm. Sharp. Kevin Samuels. You know what I'm saying? Kevin from sales, got everybody.
We are brand new on the block.
Yeah. Imagine so, that. And we'll teach you guys some of these strategies that we learn on how to network with these high value guys and bring them onto your platform and or work with them, get access to them,
right.
It's all been a deliberate attempt, guys. We're going to teach you guys some of these strategies for networking because your network is your net worth, guys, at the end of the day. So, Steve, as I was saying, so we have a lot of, younger guys in the audience that want to get their money right, want to get their financial literacy up. What are some tips that you would give to someone that is just starting their financial journey? Maybe they just got their first job or they're just starting their first career. What are some things you would say they should start implementing early on to achieve financial success in the future?
All right. I'm gonna advertise you here. I don't know what you're charging for the course, but the value that you're going to get from that course, just to have a consult with me alone and some of the information that you're going to have in there is probably you're paying far less, and you're going to get the value plus all the other stuff that you're talking about. So, I mean, I would think for a young man, definitely, if you got some resources, definitely sign up for the course because you won't be sorry. Definitely, you're going to get a lot of information. I'm going to give more than I'll give more value than you would just from my end.
Yeah.
And not all the other stuff. But I would say, one of the things that kind of struck me right before we were doing this, and I was like, if I had something to give to somebody, and it was one guy from New York, a Jewish guy that, I never forget this. He gave me a book.
Okay.
And, he said, read this. And it was called The Richest Man in Babylon. You know that one?
Yep. Love that book.
You got to read that book. And I mean, what is it, like $10 or something? You can get it. It's still in print. I would definitely tell every guy, just if you got $10, spend $10 on that book and read it, because it has, even today, I mean, this is what set like 4,000 years ago.
Yep.
And the parables they have in there still apply today. And it's a short read. It's put in a way where you can really get a lot of hardcore financial lessons. Basically one of them, I shouted in yesterday, where you get a lot of people trying to be the, the jack of all trades, the master of none.
You
want to seek advice from somebody, you want to go to the, I want to go to the top dog in that field mm-hmm. and learn from him.
Yep. Exactly.
And that's kind of like, some of the premise in that book. But there's a lot of other lessons in there too. So that would be like, simple advice I would give to young men starting out.
That's good.
Okay. Definitely.
Read that book. What are some other things that, that you would suggest, like a young guy that's maybe starting his own business or getting his first career where he's, earning an income? or looking to do that. Any other tips you would give them just for some basic financial literacy?
For financial literacy, you know, definitely like we talked about before is, you know, make yourself a very simple budget, live within your means, you know, here's the money you need. Here's what I need for rent. Here's what I need for, you know, my phone, my car, my insurance, food, obviously. Mm-hmm. Just keep it very simple and basic. And then if you could get, you know, you're earning enough money, to cover those and some, and then you have a little bit extra to save away and invest.
Yeah.
Then you do that. But like we said before, and we push that is basically if you're not having you don't have enough money to cover those basics, mm-hmm. then you need to get a job. You need to work harder and you need to do something that's making money. You know, it's pretty much common sense.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think all financial problems stem from the inability to their expenses exceed income, right? And that's why I tell guys all the time, like, guys, make no mistake about it. Me and Fresh are hardcore minimalists, man. You know, shout out to Aaron Cleary. Like, you guys see the stuff here in the studio. It's nice stuff, whatever. That's where the money goes, guys. Yep. Like, I'm wearing this hoodie right now. I've had this on for multiple days, t-shirt multiple days. And all the money goes into the business, really. It doesn't really go into our pockets to us live some extravagant lifestyle, man. Yep. It's, we're just chilling and, you know, you always want to live well below your means, man. Like, you know, I personally suggest you want to be able to pay your rent like 2 times, you know?
Yeah.
That's how much money you should be having left over. Go ahead.
And guys, trust me, like, I was there. I was a guy that definitely at one point didn't understand how money worked, and I was making enough money, so I went into debt to cover my other expenses. So right. It's kind of like, if you're not smart about your money and you're not making enough, then you could go in debt, to debt, and then most Americans are in hella debt. So student loans, all that stuff. So just be careful of how you spend your money and be smart about it, what Steve is saying.
Yeah. The average American, guys, I mean, this is crazy times. The average American can't even afford, doesn't have $1,000 in their savings. And if a $500 emergency purchase came along, they wouldn't be able to like do it without like going into some kind of debt, guys. So you always want to have some kind of reserve. Personally, I know a lot of people say 3 months of living expenses. I say 6 months to a year personally, if you really want to feel comfortable and be able to, you know, especially if you're trying to like leave your job or whatever it may be. But Steve,
We have super chats.
Oh, we got super chats. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Red Pill Mike.
Red Pill Mike, $5. Women celebrate their birthday no matter how post-wall they are, but can't face the age they become each year. Hence why you aren't supposed
facts.
To.
Ooh. Facts. And if you guys want to see our RP Mike is very true, but right about that, because you guys should get on our Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit. We had an interview with two ladies that were a little bit older, you know.
Two girls, one table.
Yeah, two girls, one table. We talked about that in age and everything like that. And you guys will see from their responses that Mike is not lying whatsoever.
Yep. King Chris, $5. Happy birthday to the Punisher, Myron Gaines. Shout out to the Fresh Fit fam. Let's get it after.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it, King Chris.
Shout out to Chris, man.
From the Fresh Fit fam. Dom DeMarco. Eddie Jones.
Want to say thanks for bringing the best resources and people to the surface for those who don't know where to look. As one of the young guys here, I can say you've helped me a lot. Thank you, Steve. Paid off my truck today.
Hey, nice. Steve, you got a Don DeMarco for that, too.
Eddie has come a long way, man.
Eddie has come a long way, man.
Proud of you, Eddie. Thanks. Thank you, brother.
Don DeMarco, $199. Advice to 18 to 25 guys in the military. Hashtag Don DeMarco.
Okay. You know what? Let's save that for the end as well. That's an excellent question. So that's two questions we got saved that we will answer at the end that Steve will answer for you guys. So, Steve, let's talk about real quick college, financing college, career choices, those three things. Because, you know, obviously we know that college prices have increased significantly over the past decade or so. I mean, I remember when I was going to Northeastern University back in 2009, when I applied, it was like $42,000 a year. Now these private schools are charging like, you know, I've heard somewhere around like 50, 60, 70, 80 grand a year.
You know, it's funny,
which is nuts.
The guy we had yesterday, his daughter is 100K
a year.
Yeah, she's going to what, England or something?
London, yeah.
100K, man.
So the problem is that the cost of college has significantly increased while wages haven't necessarily went up to keep up with that. What would you suggest for, you know, guys that are younger or guys that want to go to school, how they would plan that from a financial standpoint to not put themselves in literally, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe even not $1 million in debt.
Well, okay. There's a couple of ways too. Number one is
first off, if you don't know what you want to go to college for, you know, I told my kids the same thing. Look, if you don't want to be a lawyer, if you don't want to be a CPA, you don't want to be a doctor, you don't want to be where you need to actually get, you know, have a college degree to sit for some type of board exam and be licensed for it. To me, why go?
You know what I mean? Right.
Like, but yeah. You know, to find yourself, and you know, I tell my kids like
to find yourself.
Kids, find yourself in debt.
And here's what I did. I went to an upstate New York. I went to junior college for 2 years. I didn't, you know, I was like kind of, you know, figuring out what I wanted to do. I was young. So that's what I told my kids to do. Stay around 2 years, go to junior college. It's cheap. You know, and especially if you don't know what you want to do. So that's one way to save money. And then if you figure out after 2 years that, okay, this is the, cause not until your third year, do you really, know what you want to do?
Yeah.
Otherwise go take a trade.
Yes,
the trades are huge right now,
and they pay right away.
And you know, yeah, and it's less schooling. You know, you're not going to get into debt typically, and then you're not going to be outsourced.
Right.
You know, you're always going to need that plumber. You're always going to need that AC guy.
Yep.
Or that electrician. You need somebody there. You know, to be able to do that. And I have a lot of trades. I have a lot. You know, I have plumbing businesses. I have electrician businesses. AC. And even mechanics, and they're millionaires.
Lawn care people.
They're
too.
Millionaires.
I know a guy that cuts lawns, bro.
Yeah.
Right? And that, he has multiple big properties, and they pay him like 10 G's a month.
Yeah. So
and he's an immigrant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a couple of guys that are even doing hair. You know, obviously last year they had a little, you know, the economy tanked because of COVID. But so that's, you know, if you don't know you want to do, you know, you don't want to go to college and get into the trades, because the trades right now are strong and they're making a lot of money. And
you could,
I mean, I see out of college with their masters and they're making half of what someone after a year is making as an electrician out in the field doing it, you know, after a couple of years. So,
you know, it's funny. I know a girl, right, that took 4-5 years to get her master's, right? Struggled, took a break, finally got her master's, right? Mm-hmm. You know where she's working now? At a pet shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, what? This is crazy. Because she's going to find a job. Right. So, and mind you, like you said, if you don't know what you're doing, you're just wasting time at college. And then when you leave, you might not even get a job. So it's kind of tough.
Yeah. I'll say this. College guys, it used to be an acceptable way to spend 4 years of your 20s, you know, basically kind of effing off, if we're going to keep it real. Nowadays, it's far too expensive to do that.
It's crazy.
You know what I mean? You know, so nowadays, like if you're going to go to school, I tell guys all the time, because we get a lot of, you know, younger guys messaging us on Instagram, on you know, Patreon, whatever it may be. I always say, I agree with you 100%, Steve. If you're not going to go to school for some type of profession that requires a degree that is in demand, a doctor, a lawyer, a CPA, jobs that a dentist, you know, I answered a question about this on Instagram the other day, then it's probably better off for you to find a skill or a trade or that can make you some kind of money without you necessarily having to put up a bunch of money and putting yourself in debt. And I think, and this is why, you know, I mean, let's keep it real. College universities nowadays are dominated by females. So I think it's somewhere almost 70% of college students now are female. And then 2/3 of the debt is held by women. So, you know, college campuses are becoming more and more feminized. And in turn, corporate America is also becoming more feminized. More women are entering these types of professions, which I'm not saying that's bad to work with women, but just understand that this is the trajectory that we're going. And is the juice worth the squeeze? Quite frankly, like if you're going to go $200,000 into debt, right? $250,000 into debt for a job that's earning you only $50,000 a year, that doesn't necessarily require a degree. Is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like the times of going to college before when it was much cheaper, it was worth it.
Right.
But nowadays, you got to really seriously have something in mind. Like going into college undeclared nowadays, to me, unless you're on a scholarship where they're paying for you 100%, is unacceptable. That used to be acceptable. Like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. I'm just going to go to college and figure it out. Nah, can't do that anymore. It's far too expensive to make that mistake. Sorry, go ahead.
Not to mention, bro, think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The money you spend in college nowadays, adds up quickly, and it's a lot. What if you put it into your own business? Let's say, for example, online, where there's low upfront costs, you start an online business, and then there's e-commerce, there's YouTube, there's digital marketing, there's brand advertising, all these things you could do online from your house. All that money you could invest in yourself and made hell of more money. So to me, college is, like you said, dependent on what you're going to do for life, like a lawyer, doctor. Other than that, I wouldn't go personally.
Yeah.
Well, what else are your thoughts on as far as like, so you're saying like, you know, people should know what they want to do. Any other tips you would give on college, career choices, et cetera?
I mean, I think, you know, basically right now is, you know, if you can design a business right now is the time to do it around the stay at home type of thing, you know, basically, like, I think, like, you know, coding, programming is really huge right now. What else?
Any type of digital business really is going to
right now
is going to be is excellent. You know, and, we got a super chat. Okay. Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Cost of scam, 4 out of 9.
There you go.
Yeah, big facts, man. Like, unless you're going to be, like I'm saying, like a doctor, lawyer, you need a CPA. Professions that require college education, guys, it ain't worth it most of the time. Yeah. Especially with the way colleges are now, man. Some of these universities are, you know, upwards of $50,000 to $70,000 a year, which is like crazy.
A scam. That's a scam. I mean, that's a travesty what they're doing, because basically these colleges, who pays for that?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You go and you and then that's the only debt, right? That you can't get rid of in bankruptcy.
Yep. Oh, hold on, Steve. Right? This is very important. Can you tell the people that again? Because people think that, oh, college debt is not that big a deal.
Right. That's the only debt that you can't get rid of in bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. You can get rid of tax debt.
Yep.
I get clients that are, we have back taxes. After 3 years, you could throw that personal tax, you can throw that right into bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine that. But you can't get rid of a student loan because it's backed by the government, mm-hmm. right? The banks, they're just signing free checks away.
Exactly.
And then the schools, they got their money.
Yep.
Right? Schools they have their money in the bank already. So if you decide not to pay that back, now that loan, the banks already got their money.
Mm-hmm.
So now who has to pay that? Now you have the administration's coming in and these politicians talking about they're going to wipe out all the student loan debt and all that. And now who's got to pay for that?
What's your thoughts on that, Steve, as far as like...
Well, we got to pay for that.
Yeah, exactly.
At work.
Yeah.
And the taxes that we pay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the only way they would be able to do that is trillions of dollars.
Right.
Go ahead.
Guys, we just got at least 10 new patrons in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, thank you guys for joining the fam.
Let me show them out. So we got Stephen Worrell. Shout out to him. Rafael Polanco. Kaylin Ferguson, Jesse Burton, and also Jay Miller. Jonathan Aries just upgraded from $5 to $50. Shout out to you.
Thank you.
And once again, Stephen Worrell. So thank you guys for
joining. And we will have a Zoom call with Steve after this show.
Join me. And you guys can ask me whatever question you want. It's going to be free advice for you guys. Let me tell you, I'm going to deliver way more value. You can imagine.
Yeah. And we're keeping it pretty clean for YouTube. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's clean regardless, but you guys get what I'm saying. We're keeping it fairly bland for YouTube because a lot of the strategies we're going to discuss are what the top 1% employ to save. I mean, there's a reason why guys like Trump don't show their tax returns, guys. And guys like Steve are the ones behind that. You know what I'm saying?
And also Amazon doesn't pay taxes.
We have two super chats.
Two super chats. Okay, go ahead.
Taboo Smash 199 or STEM. That was in reference to your question,
like science.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Research, yeah,
absolutely.
King Life, 499. Happy birthday, Myron.
Thank you, King Life. I appreciate it, man. Part of the Fresh Fit Fam as well.
Commando.
Nice one here today.
Perfect. If you guys upgrade, we are going to have a Zoom call for the $97 and $200 tier guys right after this, where we're going to talk about money, taxes, how to structure your business, a bunch of loopholes that you can employ now, and most importantly, how to protect yourself with this new administration coming in. Guys, make no mistake about it, man.
Yeah, you're gonna want to be in on that one. Definitely.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that's coming down that I'm gonna talk to you guys about and depth on that stuff.
There's some serious things that are gonna come down with the Biden administration that you guys need to prepare for. The storm is coming, and you're gonna have to start protecting yourself from a financial standpoint so that Uncle Sam does not destroy you in a legal fashion, of course.
And guys, remember, tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is illegal. if you know how to do it properly, guys, you can win. Trust me.
All right. So we have one more from Christian Gonzalez, 499. I truly believe that wiping out student loan debts condones bad decisions. That's like someone making a mistake and letting them slide with it.
Yeah, facts, man. Big facts.
Punish bad behavior.
That's why you got to punish bad behavior, bro. Anything else on college loans, debt, career choices, etc. before we move on?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, next question is, right, because based off of what we talked about just now, career choices. So most guys that we mentor or follow our podcast, they kind of want to know what they should go into or want to have an idea. So we get them some things they can do. But what are some things you would recommend for guys that are coming up that want to have a career choice? Like, you know, maybe like they want to be an NBA player, maybe they want to be a doctor, lawyer. What advice would you give to them?
I mean, I'm talking to my boy too. I'm telling him, you know, they're both of my kids. I get my two oldest. They're getting involved with my industry because they see that it's pretty stable. You know, you always got to file your taxes. Mm-hmm. And it's been solid. It's been always been an upward trajectory for me in that industry. But you know, there were times when they didn't know, you know, what they wanted to get into. And I told them, you know, I told my son, like, you should look into programming, you know,
right.
That's huge. That's a big field right now. And, it's going to continue to grow. And the trades, I'm big on the trades right now because I see a lot of some of my most wealthy clients, mm-hmm. they started early in the trades and they become business owners and entrepreneurs basically from it. You know, they started out in it. They became an apprentice. They went to school for it. They're not in the debt and they make a good salary from that. And then a lot of them just decided, you know, once they had so many years in it, they're going to hang their own shingle. They went into business for themselves. Definitely, I think those, you know, for the young men, mm-hmm. That don't want to go, you know, to the university and the environment that, you know, they're stepping into there, especially if you're, you know, a masculine guy, if you're on this channel, obviously, you know, you're interested in masculinity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of these woke universities,
facts,
you know, it's a hostile environment for them.
Yeah.
So unfortunate. Unless you really, you know, want to be that doctor, you want to be that lawyer, you want to be that, like the dentist or whatever. I see no reason to go to school.
Right.
College. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
We have Don DeMarco 199 SMH 318 watching. Let's know if you like to top the show.
yo, guys, like the video, please. We, guys, we just got a funny little story.
Yeah.
Filion. I guess he got mad because they hit us with they tried to hit us with a privacy complaint. So, hey, Filion, for you, bro, we know that you're scared and you're mad that we exposed you and you got roasted, but
yep.
It is what it is, man. Just take the L, baby, because unlike you, we attacked you with facts. So, guys, like the video because they're going to try to suppress us probably in the algorithm. So support this content where we expose SJWs, womenists, and other losers that, quite frankly, can't give us an argument on our opinions. Rather, they're just going to sit there and attack our character. And also want to make a quick announcement. This Friday, guys, we are going to cook Curtis Connor.
Yep.
So tune into that. You know, obviously Money Monday, Womenizer Wednesday, and then Fry Friday. You guys know what I'm saying? Because we're about to cook this guy, Curtis Connor, as well.
Guys,
go ahead.
We will have our full chef attire with chef hats once again. This boy, well done.
Yes, absolutely. But in the meantime, let's go back to the money. So, Steve, let's talk about real estate real fast.
Yes.
Because you've dabbled in real estate quite a bit. Can you tell us a little bit about your real estate experience, how you've made a lot of money from it?
A lot.
I won't say how much, but into the sevens. Can you tell us a bit about how that worked out for you, how you got into it, what you were doing exactly, how you made a lot of your money?
Absolutely. Yeah. So when I came down to Florida, I basically saw a lot of opportunities to buy a lot of like properties that I can invest in, flip them. You know, I did the flips. I didn't really want to get into the landlord deal and hang on to those. So I would go in and you know, and I worked, I laid tile. I did a lot of the work myself actually. Just kind of flipped a lot of properties right before the market crashed in 2008. Luckily, I had sold everything like within months before everything started tanking.
Did you see it coming? Did you see the market crash coming?
I did. And here's why, because you know what? It's very strange because in the field that I'm in, it's almost like I have the antennas out there and, I have such a diverse array of clients. Okay.
Yep.
And I was getting calls from people.
In 07. This is 07?
It was in 06.
06. Okay. So you saw it 2 years before it came.
06. And I had a couple of clients of mine and I just saw it. It was strange. I mean, you go and it's kind of like it is now.
Okay.
Right? You got these cash.
I kind of want to get your projection on that here, but let's talk about 06. Okay.
You know, but you know, back then, you know, you could have done 7 W-2s, you know, and like, I mean, seven loans, excuse me, with just on one W-2, basically.
Really?
It was crazy. Yeah, they had no doc loans. I mean, you just, okay, yeah, oh, what do you need a W-2 for? Okay, yeah, you make this much, and there's no verification process.
Damn.
So that's, you know, these were junk loans, you know, basically.
Yeah.
Mortgage-backed securities, and they sold them, and the rest is history. But I started seeing a lot of people, just weird things were happening in the market. It's like it didn't make sense. Like a person would come in with an offer,
mm-hmm.
and literally 10 minutes later you had someone come in with like a $10,000 more offer, and it was like within a month the these properties are going up 10, 20,000, you know, 30,000. And that's just not normal.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and then I just saw, like, I'm like, how are these people going to pay these loans back? You know, they got like, you could get up to 7 loans basically on a property back then, if I recall correctly. So, but I was seeing things like that. And I said, I got to get out because this is not normal.
Yeah.
I was like, not even done with a house.
Gotcha.
You know, it was like half done. And somebody come and just make me an offer, like right there. I'm going to pay cash for it.
Wow.
Just odd things like that. And then again, in my industry, I was getting things from other people, like they're, you know, money wise and things that were going on that I was getting signs of. And that happens today too. So I'm seeing a little bit of that. So I'm kind of standing back on the sidelines right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it is out of seeing what happened back in 08 right now. But I mean, a lot of things right now, it's just like, especially in Florida. And I don't know. I know that you guys are looking at properties, right?
Yeah. Both of us. Yeah.
I mean, you know, the rates are really low.
Yep.
You know,
interest rates. Yep.
And money's cheap.
Yep.
And, you know, I know the loans are written a little bit better and they're actually like qualified buyers. But, you know, as soon as these people start to like, their income, you know, if they're in those particular industries that are getting hit or whatever, and if there's some rentals or whatever, and you're gonna have some vacancies, you know, they're just printing money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Right. We're talking about like what went from like $3 billion last year, and the supply. What was you were talking about the supply,
yeah, like 26%. Yeah, 26% of all money in out there right now in circulation was printed in the last year.
Year.
Yeah, which that's is crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, what's going to happen to this dollar?
Yeah, you know? Seriously, man.
Okay.
You know,
how much purchasing power is this dollar going to have when you're like, it's now it's got like half the purchasing power, basically, or a third.
Yeah.
You know, a third less, right?
Yep.
Basically, you look at it that way. So I don't know. I mean,
what do you predict is gonna happen? I mean, you kind of saw this while away, and fortunately, you were able to get out early.
Man.
What do you see with the real estate industry?
I'm renting right now.
Okay.
Because I want to wait to see what happens. I'm thinking, I don't know. And I'm no guru.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was. But I'm thinking like in the middle of maybe 22.
2022, something's going to go down.
See a little bit of a dip in the market, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just saturated right now. I don't know. But that's just my prediction. I don't know. I could be wrong. But right. My instincts have been pretty good. They've served me well over the years, I would say. That's one of the things I got pretty good instinct on that stuff. But like, right. Again, I'm no guru. I don't know.
Okay. So would you tell someone, I mean, nowadays, is it safe to buy at this moment? Or would you say if you do at least try to keep your investment, low, what would you say as far as like, if you're going to get
I can't be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I'm not buying.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying right now. I'm just waiting, sitting, you know, cause when you see the herd going one way, what do they tell you?
Go the other way,
right? Yeah. That's what I see. Everybody's going one, you know, the herd's all going that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see that, that's just my natural, like, I'm going to step back and see what's going on.
And as an accountant, you're naturally conservative.
And I'm conservative to an extent, but I'm an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
but I do take risks. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. So, do we have any super chats?
Questions? No, we're going
to make sure. Okay, cool.
New patrons. We just got some more new patrons. Shout out to all of y'all.
Thank you guys. The Zoom call after this is gonna be lit.
Yep.
Okay, we're holding back a lot here because for certain reasons. But so let's talk about your like main expertise, mm-hmm. taxes and business setups, etc. And we're gonna talk about this in far more detail on the call, guys. But we'll go over some basics right now, mm-hmm. so you can understand, like from a preliminary standpoint. You know, starting up your own business, et cetera.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve, take it away.
So my expertise is, and when I first started out, was in the startup businesses. Okay. How to structure yourself correctly.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. We talked about this with the LLC.
Yes.
Versus an S corp. And we'll get into this in specifics on, you know, what's the difference? How do I need to structure this? Because it does make a difference. I mean, you could save a ton of money. If you do this properly, I see people like, you know, literally if they don't set it up correctly on the get-go at the back end when we're doing the taxes, they're, you know,
I want to say this
60,000
guys personally, and I'm going to give you guys a tangible number. I thought I was going to have to pay upwards of $30,000 to $40,000 this year in taxes. Guys, Steve has helped me. I'm paying less than half that, you know what I mean? Just saved me tens of thousands of dollars on my taxes, guys, just from structuring me upright. And us basically strategizing correctly on what to deduct, what to not deduct, business expenses, how to write things off correctly, etc.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So, there's a reason why I have Steve on the show right now. And, he doesn't need this business. I could barely get a hold of him in the past month or so.
It's been crazy. Right now, I don't even know how you guys got me because I got to run back to the office. He's got to run back
tomorrow morning. But he was able to come down, drive down from up north. And yeah, man, I wouldn't have him on the show if I didn't truly believe in what he's doing. And he saved me a lot of money simply from structuring differently and from, writing certain things off that need to be written off to set yourself up to win. So I just want to give my little testimonial there. No cap. So sorry, Steve, I didn't mean to cut you.
Oh, that's okay. I think another thing that we can share in the Patreon too, or in your course is, I don't know if you got a lot of guys that are thinking about relocating from where they're at.
Yes.
Okay. Cause there's a couple of places that are dynamite as far as tax havens are concerned, US territories. That we could talk about, and I could specifically tell you exactly, where a lot of my clients set things up.
As far as like giving the people like a crash course, as far as like setting up their business, starting a business, different types of corps and taxes in general, just kind of an overview on it.
Yeah. We talk about, the S corporation, and also right now, there are things in the pipeline that they're talking about changing tax-wise. They're going to undo a lot of things that we've been enjoying as an S-corp, basically.
Uh-huh.
They want to get rid of, there was to have a your business income and an extra 20% deduction. Mm-hmm. So you get $100,000 profit.
Yeah.
$1,000 right off of them. Now they want to get rid of that.
Under the new administration.
Yeah.
Guys, and this is just one of many things that are coming down the pipeline. That especially small business owners or guys that are looking to start their business need to know.
So and you're talking about basically, upwards, we're talking and this is not hyperbole. You're talking about basically 50% of your income as a business owner. Okay. You're going to stroke it over to Uncle Sam. That's what we're looking at, but there's a way that you can avoid that.
So basically, guys, long and short of it, if you make 100K,
or more,
at least, or more, 40 to 50K that's going to Uncle Sam. So only you made 50K for the whole year.
Well, no, they're talking about $400,000, the cap. But you know what? I mean, some of these people, some of my clients, they're married. They're not making, between two income earners in a household, you could easily get over that.
Yeah.
Okay. But even if you're at $200,000 or $300,000, there's still levels to it on the business side of things. If you have a business as a business owner that you need to be cognizant of, and there's things that you can do to set yourself properly to save taxes significantly.
Right.
And that's stuff that, I'd love to share with your Patreons.
So we got super chats here.
Yeah, we got some super chats.
Taboo Smash.
29. Can you I travel if you do real estate? I'm not sure. That's a typo.
Yeah, you can, bro.
Yeah, you definitely can. Yeah. Okay, so you know what? Let's talk about. Oh yeah, and that's guys. That's Steve's contact information right there. The link tree. We're gonna put that in the description box if you guys want to set up a consultation or speak to Steve and get his services. Let's see here. You know what? We could start hitting some of those questions that came earlier, and we'll also answer this real estate one that just came up too. Chris, do you have one of them saved or
Tom? I have both of them saved.
Okay,
cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Oh, the first one was top industries for wealth building.
Okay. What was that?
Top industries for wealth building.
Top industries for wealth building. Steve?
Real estate. So, obviously, yeah. But I mean, right now it's, I don't know. What's your take on it?
I think real estate, if I'm not mistaken, real estate has made more millionaires than anybody else, than any other endeavor. It's just
probably over time.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it stands the test of time as far as investing goes.
Yeah.
I make no bones about that. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's timing,
A lot of your clientele are real estate moguls, right?
Yeah, especially here in Florida.
Yeah. A lot of your real estate.
A lot of real estate. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they like investors from New York or are they from, or do they live here in Florida? Or?
A mix of both.
Mix of both.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot from the area in Florida that I'm from, I get a lot of the like Midwest.
Gotcha.
That area, but a lot, from New York too as well. And just from for years.
Gotcha.
So mix.
Yeah. No, real estate is definitely, it's one of the few things that is almost guaranteed to increase in value the longer you have it, guys, because, you know, people are always going to need a place to live. They're always going to need, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Shelter is one of the top ones, right? Shelter, food, and clothing. So
I would say,
go ahead, Fresh.
Definitely a tech skill, because what's happening is there's a lot of a shortage of programmers.
Yeah.
So if you have if you're versed in programming, definitely you're always going to have a job. And secondly, you can create your own programs to automate stuff. So for example, people create apps all the time to, for example, Uber, that's an app. Airbnb, that's an app. So just having that skill set of being in tech can help you a lot. Also as well, online services, internet businesses. Like, yeah. For example, that's the new money.
Yeah.
Making money online.
Yeah.
If you can do that.
Honestly, man, any service-based industry, right, that is you're creating a digital product is incredible, because basically what you're doing is you're having low overhead while maximizing profits. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So if you have some kind of skill that you can impart to people, right, through a digital platform, whether it be the internet, YouTube, et cetera, graphic design. Yeah. These are all skills that you're going to be able to sell without necessarily having a lot of stock. So, for example, I know a lot of people like to sell merch, right? And merch, though it can be lucrative, you need a big following for it. And if you want to really maximize your profits, you're going to have to hold on to it, right? And get rid of the third party person. But, you know, that costs you money to produce it, store it, house it, et cetera. And, you know, like Amazon does, but they have the capital to be able to do that, right? Yep. So as a smaller business, you might not necessarily have the capital to do that. So you can get into something else that doesn't necessarily require you to hold inventory, because holding inventory can easily eat into your profits quickly.
And here's another example. Let's say you're a fitness expert, right?
Yeah.
Fitness instructor.
Yep.
One-on-one coaching sessions take up your time.
Yes.
1 hour, right? Yes. You got 24 hours in a day. You can make what? $2,400 maybe? Maybe if that much, right?
Yeah.
If you did all day without sleep.
Yep.
Imagine this, that same knowledge that you have, right?
Yep.
Take it and you go ahead and you create a digital product.
Yep.
Guess what? You got 10 clients,
yep.
100 clients, 150 clients,
yep.
off of 1 hour of work.
Yes.
Make it scalable.
Exactly. Definitely. You know, and if you look at any big fitness YouTuber, they have some kind of like, they have like some digital product that they're selling. Like, for example, I know Kino Body, Chris Jones, right? Shout out to both those guys. You know, they're both fitness coaches, but they have like a program that they sell for like, you know, $37.99 or whatever it is, right? And you're able to, and they have big followings. So they're able to sell that. It's a low ticket item, but they're able to make up for it in volume and time because they just have a product. They have a following enough where people will click and buy. You know what I mean? Even though the conversion rate probably sucks based on how many people see it, their following is so big, it makes up for that. Bam, they're making, you know, quite a bit of money. But what's the negative of that? Well, you have to build a big following. You have to get a lot of people to trust you, like you, etc. How can you do that? You can do that on YouTube. Right. I always say YouTube, if you're going to be on one social media platform, I would say YouTube because it's also a search engine. So that way you can kind of reach a large audience. And I always say video and the spoken word is far more potent than, you know, just pictures. Right. Yep. If you have a pop in Instagram, that's cool and all. But if you have to pick one platform to be on, I would say YouTube. And I'll tell you guys this. There's a bunch of hot chicks that I see on Instagram with like 1 million followers, you know, 2 million followers, whatever it is. You click on their YouTube, 500 subscribers. Why is that? Because 1,000 subscribers, some poverty number. Why is that? Well, because on YouTube, you actually have to have charisma. You have to have some type of entertainment value. You have to be able to give value consistently. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Because on YouTube, you know, the algorithm 1,000% punishes you if you don't post, you know, even if you post once a week, it's not enough to grow on YouTube because YouTube is so competitive nowadays with the production quality of a lot of content creators. And make no mistake about it, guys. I see YouTube as being a main form of entertainment in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, TV's gone.
TV's on
basically
a decline.
Gone. Yeah.
TV is definitely on a decline. Yeah. The only thing that's keeping TV afloat, guys, honestly, is like specials and sports. Yeah. That's what I think is the only thing. You know what I mean? But it's all about like on-demand streaming services nowadays. Netflix, HBO, all these types, Hulu. That's what people want, man. No one wants to watch commercials anymore.
Yep.
So that's why, if you guys noticed, let's peel a layer back. YouTube recently made it where you don't even have to be monetized anymore for them to run ads on your content.
Yep.
It used to be they couldn't run ads on your content until you were monetized when you had 4,000 watch hours and you had 1,000 subscribers and you did it within a year. Now, even if you're a new content creator with no authority, no viewership, anything, they're still going to run ads on your content. So that goes to tell you the climate that we're moving towards where YouTube is now starting to run ads almost as if it's a television station. You know what I mean? Which is what TV did for decades, right?
Right.
So if that's not a sign of the times that YouTube is going to be the new form of entertainment, I don't know what is. Nice. So anyway,
Chris, go ahead. What was the other question?
Yes, we got one here from Don DeMarco. Advice to 18, 25 guys in the military.
Military.
Oh, okay.
Stage.
Well, that's the way to go. I guess if you don't want to go to college, that's another way. If you don't want to do the trades, because you can get trained. You have a nice resume builder. You're getting experience, you know, basically. And I think they got like the GI Bill still, right? They still have that. So you come out, you know, and you, if you want to spend that money on your school or whatever, but there you go. You're no debt. That's the way to go. Get an opportunity to travel. Hopefully you don't go to some place that's crappy. You go somewhere nice. You know, that's not always the case, but, you know, definitely that's an idea. I mean, I don't, you know.
I think the military is a fantastic thing for younger guys because you're basically able to get in, do an MOS that you'll be able to use in the outside world. You know, guys don't, you know, if you want to go into infantry, that's one thing. But like I would, if, you know, if you're not necessarily concerned with like, you know, offing terrorists, I would say go ahead and join an MOS that you can apply back into the civilian world. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's a fantastic way. You sign a 4-year, 6-year contract. You know, get that experience, become a man, get in physical shape, good physical shape, get learn that discipline, right? The military is going to teach you so many things that you'll be able to impart into your civilian life. Then you'll have that on your resume. And more importantly, you'll come out with a good amount of money and you're saved because you spend almost no money.
Yeah, they're paying
you're
in for the military,
they pay for everything.
Living expenses, everything. Yeah,
exactly. Definitely. You come out with some good chunk of change. And then you can go to school for free with the GI Bill, right? So that's one situation where I would say you can definitely go to school because you're not paying for out of pocket. Or if you got a, you know, a full scholarship, I would say that's another reason to go to school if you don't have a, you know, if you don't have something declared in your mind. Yeah. And yeah, man. And then and then you can also, that will set you up to get a VA loan. So if you want to get into real estate,
definitely,
it's an excellent way to leverage getting into a property with almost no money down. You know what I mean? And then you're able to get in that property, maybe rent out the other side. And if you don't have the capital, boom, that's a way to get into real estate property right there.
Also, most millionaires I've spoken to, even TJ, were in the military at some point. Because get this, right? The discipline it takes to be in the military, and what you go through, it makes you become responsible.
Makes you get your shit together.
Exactly.
You know?
So the average guy that's on his couch, watching TV, playing Xbox, he's going to be at a certain level.
Yep.
But a guy goes to the military, you know what? This is drills. I have goals to accomplish. Things, tasks complete.
Yeah.
And from that, being that type of like state of discipline, you can use that towards business, towards whatever you want in life.
You can always
like you
still,
said, be alone.
Absolutely.
Bro, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Amen. If you have no direction in your life, guys, for all the younger guys that are watching us right now, if you have no direction in your life, you don't really know what you want to do. And you know, you're like in your hometown and you know, it's just like a bunch of dead ends. Like everyone's a loser around you, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what, man? Go serve your country. You know, get the benefits that come with it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's not going to be easy. Nope. You know, boot camp is not going to be easy. It's going to turn you into a man. But you know what? Men must become. You know, so I have no problem with guys joining the military.
There's a lot of countries where, you know, once you turn 18, you got to do 1 or 2 years in the military. You know, basically, I know in Italy, you got to do what? Do 2 years, I think, or something. Korea. A lot of other places, too. So,
Korea,
yeah, definitely.
So the military is a fantastic option. And
don't date.
Go ahead.
And don't date the military.
Oh, man. Don't mess with military chicks when you're in the military, man. That's going to cause you a lot of problems.
Out of the military either.
That's a whole topic.
That's a whole other topic as well where you don't want to fraternize.
You'll get me too.
Facts, especially now in the military. And then the other thing too, if you guys want to get into law enforcement or anything like that, a public service type position, being in the military is an excellent way to get in. You know, you'll be able to beat out like college grads. You know, if you want to go become a police officer or get into law enforcement when you have military experience, it's very important.
And shout out to our patron, Doug Patterson. He's also in the military as well.
Yep.
And he's a good example of someone that put in time and effort and learning how to grow while in the military right now.
Exactly. So exactly. Good. You know, so yeah man, the military is a fantastic option, especially if you don't have your stuff together. You're not sure what you want to do.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, I think it's a fantastic way to, especially when you're young, man, like what, 18 to 22, 23? Go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're still going to be young. Remember guys, you don't adhere to the same timeline that women do. Women have to make things happen in their 20s and early and late teens, you know, to be able to get the best guy. Men, you guys got time.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Being RP aware and being in the military, bro, you're going to kill it.
You're going to kill it.
You're going to kill it.
Kill it.
With that discipline,
yep.
You know, saving your money, getting skill.
Yep.
I mean, that's
it's a wrap.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely, man.
Super chat here.
Yeah, Frank Snora, $5. How familiar are you with Canadian tax laws, especially in Ontario? I don't want to ask you a whole bunch of CDN questions off the bat, LOL.
That's for you, Steve. Canadian.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Canadian. He's asking about Canadian tax laws.
Yeah.
How familiar are you with that?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something funny. There are a lot of Canadians in Florida. Oh. And as a matter of fact, I think I heard this from an immigration lawyer. The biggest number of illegal immigrants in Florida are Canadians.
Really?
Yeah,
I
they come here.
Sense. They all come girls,
here.
Bro.
They come here.
Yeah.
And they never leave.
You know what's funny?
And they blend in.
I don't know why, right? But
that's crazy.
Our recent dates have been mostly Canadians. I'm like,
facts, actually.
Yeah, when'd you get here?
Me and Fresh been messing with a lot of Canadians recently.
I've been here a couple years. I'm like, so what do you do for work? Oh, you know, I don't work. I'm like, so how are you here? But I know you're right. They snuck in. True. I know
they come here.
They don't even got to sneak in. The Canadians don't need visas. They just come in
and they never leave.
They're on the visa waiver list, Canada. Canada's a first world country. They're on the visa waiver list. They come in 6 months. Some of them, they do this thing where they come in like on the fifth month, you know, in 30 days.
Yeah.
On the 31st day, they go to Canada and they come right back in, bro. Yeah. And they're good.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say anything.
But to answer your question, I did over the years get a few clients here and there for Canadian. And then I just actually got rid of my last one. I don't do Canadian anymore. I have too much to keep up with. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah. But no,
it depends.
I don't have an expertise and knowledge in the Canadian tax law. Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, shout out to all my Canadian baddies. I will be seeing you shortly. So
yeah, I mean,
actually, we got two tonight actually coming for.
Oh, that's what's going on?
To Canadian
I don't
girls.
Even know what's going on, guys.
But I can't do their taxes.
Yeah, man. Okay. Anything else? Anyone?
I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, we're good. I got a question for you, for both of you guys. Actually, okay. Totally off topic.
Okay.
And it just stuck in my head right now.
Sure.
And because on my way here, I'm driving in downtown Sarasota. I'm driving, and I just seen like office available for lease, literally like 12 buildings, beautiful buildings.
Commercial real estate.
Yes. They have like these views, these waterfront, bayfront views. Yep. Gorgeous. Kind of like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your take on what's going to happen with that market? And can those, like, because I've thought to myself, if somebody could go in here, buy these, and then like get them rezoned and turn them into like these, like, you know, like these penthouses, that's money right there.
That is money.
Because some of these are like, they're beautiful, waterfront, like looking over the water.
So apparently a lot of Chinese and Russian investors are buying a lot of properties that are vacant, because what's happening is they want to turn them into like apartment complexes, or for example, like a big shopping plaza.
You're finding that here in Miami?
Yes, right here in Miami. So actually, our realtor, Roger, talked about it a lot, because they're bringing their money, planting it here, and they're waiting for everything to like go to shit so they can buy up a lot more and have those in their possession right now.
They're positioning themselves for that.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of Chinese and Russian investors here. You
guys got to get in on that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, we got to get it out. Me and Fresh are getting into the real estate now. Like, we're like, you know, we're like, man, we got to.
I think that's where it's at, because that's going to go soft. I mean, you know, with all these people working from home, as soon as these leases are up for these law firms and for these financial, they're not going to re-sign them.
Yeah.
No. They're going to tell them to go take a hike. Everybody's working from home now.
Most companies, like right now, they have office. It's not even be used, like you said. So what happens when lease ends? Workers are going to be home, working from home anyway.
Right.
So they don't need the office space anymore.
They spent all that time, energy, and money to set everybody up.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. They're not going to go back. They're like, okay, no more, you know, no more office party, no more.
I foresee
no more lease agreements.
I foresee commercial real estate like taking a huge hit
in the next
year or so.
So I think there's some premium stuff out there available that's going to be available.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of business. I agree. Like, you know, these businesses are paying $10,000, $20,000 a month in rent. Right.
Yeah.
To be able to lease these properties to run their business from. And it's like, why would you do that?
Right.
When you can just have everyone work from home and save tens of thousands of dollars per month in rent, man. So
we're going to see a rise in more apartment complexes and more buildings for rent.
Yeah. If you can rezone those, you know, I mean, you're going to have to deal with the local government there and see what their rules and regulations are. You know, a lot of it's all commercial based. And you got to restructure everything inside. Yeah. I've seen those done. I mean, they take these old schools, you know, and they turn them into like these up in New York. I saw this a lot. These old brick schools where they're like, you know, basically they just gut them out and they turn them into like townhomes or condominiums or whatever.
And there's a mass migration. I'll give you guys a little free one here.
Yeah.
Just from us talking with what Roger, our real estate agent Roger, and just from what I'm seeing, there's a massive exodus of people from New York State down here to Florida.
Yeah.
With the pandemic, because now that they can work home, why the hell am I going to pay $5,000 a month in rent to live in Manhattan when I can come down here to Miami, live in Brickell, for $2,000 a month for get a beautiful one bedroom with a sky view and everything else like that. And this is the Manhattan of Miami. So people are migrating here to Florida. And then the other place on the West Coast, Las Vegas, guys. Keep your eye on Las Vegas because people from L.A. are slowly starting to migrate over there. A bunch of social media influencers, a bunch of high value type people, you know what I mean, that have a good net worth. They're moving to Las Vegas because, again, Nevada, no state income tax, and you can get a home for almost next to nothing. And the weather's good, and you're close to LA, 3 hours away.
Right, but Texas too, Texas.
But yeah. But do you know why they're actually buying them now? Is because approximately, right, every day there's 8,000 new people coming to Florida every single day.
Is that what the number is?
Yes. Yeah. So what's happening is, right, they're buying it now, and they're converting most of them to like a modern rentable units because they know what's going to happen.
It's going to be shortage.
Exactly. So when they have the demand, they can raise prices to whatever they want. You can't say anything because guess what? They own a marketplace.
Bam, bam.
So that's what they're doing. They're smart. Yeah.
We got a good question here, actually, from
Frank Sinara.
Frank Sinara. Oh, there was another one I saw too. Okay. Frank Sinara with the Canadian Five. We called the Escaping Canadian Snowboards. Haha. Thanks anyway, bro. Y'all spitting some knowledge for sure. Thanks, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, bro.
We support Canadians, man.
And then Mikey Les is my boy right here, actually. Friend of mine. Hi, Steve. Any tips on how to tax shelter qualified dividends?
Qualified dividends?
Yeah. I think he means from stock trading.
Well, the qualified dividends are the ones that are going to have the tax benefit to it. So it's going to be the non-qualified ones that I think that maybe you're talking about. I mean, no, it is what it is, you know, because you're going to get the 1099 and it's going to come from your investment. There's really not much that you can do to shelter that other than reinvest it.
Gotcha. Well, once he pulls it out of his trading account, it's like a fair game, right?
But it's tough, you know, because I don't know if you're managing your own or you're working with a money manager that's doing your stuff.
I know him personally. He's doing it on his own.
He's doing it on his own.
He's okay. he's doing pretty well with the GameStop stuff.
Is he? Is he?
Yeah.
That's gambling to me, man. Yeah. So, you know, to me, the stock market, I look at it as, not a get rich quick type of scheme. I think it's like, definitely put it in, but do it for the income streams, kind of like you buy a piece of rental property.
Yep.
You're getting that rent check.
Yep.
Basically, if you could buy stocks that are, paying dividends and interest on your money, then, that's the money. You just leave it there and you're just collecting those checks over time. But as far as like riding the waves and ups and downs, I mean, that's something that's a full-time job to me. I don't
have time to concentrate. Yeah. It's a day trade. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's my take on that.
Oh. Okay.
There you go, Mike. So now you know what to do with that GameStop money you made. okay, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to start the Zoom call now. Because we're getting a lot of messages from guys that they want to jump in.
Yeah.
So
a bunch of new patrons. Too.
And a bunch of new patrons, guys. So remember, 97 tier patrons and above, we're going to go fully into what to do in the coming year with the new administration coming in, how to structure your business to set yourself up to not lose money, where to move if you have a digital business and you want to make you want to save quite a bit of money on taxes.
Yeah.
We're going to give a bunch of other little secrets that Steve basically would not. He ain't going to reveal on YouTube. Okay, guys, this is what he charges quite a bit of money for on his consultation. So you guys will be able to get that for a fraction of the price.
And also, Zoom call. We will be answering your questions. So anything you want, personal questions, we'll answer behind the Zoom call for your anonymity. How do you say it? Anonymity?
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Anonymity, guys. patreon.com/freshfit. Steve, where can the people find you?
Yes.
They could find me on my... Bring it up, we're getting Steve on the social media game. Yeah, because I've been so damn busy with taxis and everything that.
So you can find Steve on Instagram at Seeing Beyond the Numbers. So just like you see on the screen, his Instagram is Seeing Beyond the Numbers, and that's his link tree for services for him specifically.
And his contact information, guys, is in the description as well. It's in the description below.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, we're gonna do the Zoom call right now.
Yeah.
Jump on in patreon.com/freshfit, and we're gonna catch you guys hopefully on the other side.
Yeah.
And you know we'll see you guys. What? Go ahead.
For Myron's birthday, we may have a late night podcast. But you know what? I don't want to talk too much. I'm just
this guy.
Keep it quiet. There you go. That's it.
All right, guys. We'll catch you on Wednesday, where we're gonna discuss. What was the topic for Wednesday?
Damn it, I forgot.
It was something about dating.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. This guy. There was something to do with girls. Oh, guys, also get the merchandise, Fresh and Fit gear, the sweaters, t-shirts, and then check out Steve on Instagram, Seeing Beyond the Numbers, guys.
But Friday we roast.
Yeah, Friday we're roasting Curtis Connor. Yep. And then you know what? You know, we'll do a poll for you guys on Wednesday, what you guys want to see.
Yeah.
I have three topics in mind that have to do with dating, and we'll put a poll out, and we really like the fact that you guys interact with us and tell us what you guys want to see, and we'll give the people what they want, all right? So, all right. With that said, guys, we'll catch you on the Patreon, patreon.com/freshfit. Peace out, guys.